Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Stevie Nicks bringing us back. One of the great voices of all time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Gerald Celente is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, in his 22nd year with us, director and founder of the Trends Research Institute, Trends Journal, his weekly publication, Trends 2000, his prophetic book from the last millennia. Gerald, thanks again for being here. Folks, Gerald, talk to us about some of the things, some of the stupid stuff that's going on in Washington right now. I have to start with this. The day, the morning after the election, November 2016, the morning after the election, the Democrat Party, the members of the House, started talking about impeaching Donald Trump. He was months away from even being inaugurated, and they were talking about impeachment. Now, here's my point. I don't know whether he's done anything to be impeached about, but I know one thing. The day after the election, he hadn't done anything that they knew about to start impeachment. So what all they did, as far as I'm concerned, they diluted whatever value that institution had. They diluted that by saying that. It was essentially a crying wolf, and they diluted their own authority when they did that. What do you think?
Well, what authority? They're a bunch of imbeciles. I mean, I call them the repulsive skins and dumbocrats, you know, both of these parties. I mean, they're useless. I mean, who do you look up to? Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, little Chucky Schumer, you know, Lindsey Graham, Diane Not-So-Feinstein. I mean, it's a freak show. Right in front of everybody's eyes, you got a bunch of freaks running and ruining our country. This whole impeachment thing is a lot of nonsense. It's a waste of our money, a waste of time. It'll amount to nothing.
It's also, Gerald, it's also weak. It's also putting
out. And I'm no Trump fan. You know that.
Yeah, I know. But you got to admit that this kind of behavior is, whether you like the president or not, he's responsible for representing our country right now. And when they're doing this, this is weakening our country, I think. What do you think?
Well, the whole thing is a freak show to me, again. But them doing this is a waste of time, a waste of money. Oh, and what's the issue? Oh, was Joe Biden's son really in, you know, get this great deal in Ukraine after the United States, by the way, that launched the coup against the democratically elected president of the country. All of a sudden, he gets this great deal. You know who else is in on the deal? John Kerry's, his wife, Hines, son. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hines. Mm-hmm. That's the Hines 57. Yeah, that mm-hmm. Hines. We think they got this deal because, you know, they're such great, brilliant guys. It's an inside thing. It's what goes on everywhere.
Well, the thing is, Gerald, this is something that's going on more. I mean, these things happened 40 years ago, but it's going on under our nose right now, isn't it?
It is. It's disgusting, all the corruption going on. But this is a waste of money. But here's the deal. This could hurt the equity markets.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect anybody on your life. It doesn't
Not
affect
on
business. It doesn't affect. It doesn't affect any of us. Nothing.
But it affects our bigger customers, though, Gerald. We do business with big companies.
No, because you go back to the Clinton impeachment. It hit the markets very hard. Mm-hmm. They went down almost 20%. But they reversed very quickly. Matter of fact, even during the impeachment process. But now our equity markets, this is why I'm bringing it up, they're overvalued. We have a 25 PE ratio.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally about 16.8. So what I'm saying is the markets are overvalued. Now you have all these other tensions going on, whether it's going on with China, this or that. This is going to put pressure on the equity markets. And the equity markets deserve that pressure on them. This is going to add to it. So that's what we're telling our subscribers.
And unfortunately, but see how you said it doesn't affect us, but here's how it affects us, Gerald. If the market corrects 20% over something like this, that sends the economy into a tailspin, which hurts small businesses, and we didn't benefit from the run-up. That's
exactly.
The part.
We become
collateral damage to their excesses.
I agree in that aspect, 100%.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I've been raising Cain about this since 2008. Wall Street had 1 year of reduced bonuses. 2009, they had reduced bonuses over what they did in 2007. In 2010, they were back to record bonuses, and small business owners were still going out of business on Main Street.
Look, this thing is terrible what's going on. And I mean, as soon as Trump got elected, the Russians did it. We heard, what, 3 years of that nonsense. Yep. And now this.
Now we know that was a lie. Why is it somebody? And they don't have enough shame to be ashamed of what they did.
But again, look what Washington's doing now. You want to know another lie? How about the lie that they're making up that Iran attacked those Saudi oil fields?
You don't think Iran did that? Who did it?
Well, there's absolutely. You just said there's no proof about what went on with the Democrats, with the Russians hacking into the DNC. There's not one shred of evidence.
Who did
it? Not one shred of evidence.
Do you know who did it?
Not one shred of evidence.
Do you think you know who did it?
The Houthis. They said they did it.
Okay.
The Saudis have killed over 100 Yemenis, but that's not news. 100,000, excuse me.
I warned you, people.
100,000.
Do not unbuckle. Quick break. Right back with Gerald Celente.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.